You're listening to the Monocle Arts Review, first broadcast on the 9th of February 2016 on Monocle 24.
Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. For this week's musical discussion, I'm joined in the studio by broadcaster and country music aficionado Baylen Leonard. Together we'll be going through a few releases set to hit speakers near you very soon. These include new tracks by American musician Anderson East, Grammy Award-winning blues singer Bonnie Raitt, and British folksters Tree Top Flyers. That's all to come on today's edition of the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. And here he is, the man himself, Baylen Leonard. How lovely to see you, Baylen.
Lovely to see you as well. Happy February.
Happy February. Exactly. It's a non-traditional greeting, but one that I'm welcoming with open arms.
Well, please do, yes, and I meant it with a whole heart.
I hope our listeners aren't picking up on any irony on that.
No.
Happy Shrove Tuesday, right? Are you giving anything up for Lent?
No, I never
drum
do.
Solos? Giving up drum solos for Lent or something musical?
Maybe like guitar riffs.
Okay.
I'll give that up. I can't do that. My career would be over.
I was going to say, don't give that up. So let's go straight into it. Anderson East, a new name for me, checking out your choices. I love this stuff. Maybe we'll give our listeners a little bite of it and then we'll talk off the back of it.
Yep.
Sounds like a classic already, doesn't it? That's Satisfy Me, new from Anderson East. Talk us through this one.
It's good stuff, isn't
it?
Yeah,
really good.
Well, what I did for you this time around is I tried to pick a bit of songs that were influenced by other things, because we've talked before about how people think, oh, country's not really for me and that's not country, and people get into the whole genre game. And all of the songs that I picked for you this week, they kind of have a soul or a blues influence, which is a thing.
That sounds like Jarvis Cocker, Joe Cocker.
It could fit into a lot of categories, yeah. Anderson East. And you're not alone in being, you know, having not heard of him, because a lot of people haven't heard of him. I mean, he's been on the scene for a while now, and people, you know, musos and people who kind of spend their lives in basements listening to music have definitely known about him.
But basements.
It was actually his relationship is kind of what catapulted him into the mainstream and got him loads more attention. There's a very big singer in country music called Miranda Lambert. Mm-hmm. And he's linked with her romantically now, right off the back of a divorce that she just had, you know. So everything that a gossip columnist would love. But the good thing about that is it means that more people are hearing Anderson East's music. So he's originally from Alabama. He's based in Nashville now. This song and the album, Delilah, that it's from, both of which are going to be released in the UK in later on this month. Delilah's coming out on the 19th of February. They were released in the States last year. So it shows you how kind of his star is growing around the world, because now over here we're like, hey, tell us some more about this Anderson East guy. So he was self-released.
And that's kind of, that happens quite a lot with what you call Americana, whatever genre you want to, you want to use for this. That happens quite a lot. It tests the waters in the US, or rather, you know, I guess if something sells big and there's an international label, then it comes over here.
Well, exactly that.
And I suppose if you can tour it as well, right?
Absolutely. And Americana that you mentioned there, this is one of the reasons why I've picked a few different songs for you this week, because the inaugural Americana Music Association UK Awards just took place last week. And it really opened up this discussion about what is Americana, what is country, what is roots, and the influences therein. And Anderson East is certainly riding that wave high. He has toured here. He did a few small gigs in January of this year. And his first release in 2012 was completely self-released. And then he crowdfunded his second album, and all the proceeds from that went to water charities. So he's got his finger firmly on the charitable pulse. But then this album, it's his first major release album, and it's produced by a guy called Dave Cobb, who is responsible for loads of people.
He's the big name in in Americana's use that for his Jason Isbell and stuff like that.
Right? Yeah, Jason Isbell, Sturgill Simpson, Chris Stapleton, who's a huge big noise at the moment, Grammy nominees, you know, all of them. And he produced Anderson East's album. And I think it's just such a great sound, you know, and I think it really is great for people who think that they know what country is, you know, because I think it opens up the category quite a bit. And I think he's going to be a big star.
It sounds great. It's great stuff. You speak about Anderson East incredibly eloquently. And it must be nice selling our listeners something that you clearly love yourself.
Well, I wouldn't bring you anything but.
Oh, I love it. All right. That is Anderson East. We heard Satisfy Me. That's from the new or the upcoming album called Delilah. That's out on the 19th of February on Elektra Records. We're going to move on to, well, some proper royalty here next. Bonnie Raitt.
The
fill
queen.
Our listeners in if they don't know this fantastic woman.
Well, Bonnie Raitt. She's won 10 Grammy Awards. She has crossed over into so many different genres. She had huge mainstream crossovers with I Can't Make You Love Me, Something to Talk About, Thing Called Love. A lot of people know her for that. She is just an absolute diamond in every way, you know, and her hair, really, her crowning glory, you're known for her hair, this shock of beautiful red hair with a white streak through it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a good look going on. I don't think her and Loretta Lynn have ever been seen in the same room, right?
Oh,
they've kind of
wouldn't you love
body
to be in the same room with both of them?
I would like to. Fiery ladies, both of them.
Yes, so she is. She's releasing something on her own label now, and Gypsy and Me is the first single from it. The album is called Digging Deep. It's going to be coming towards the end of this month. And I just this last week met Bonnie Raitt, which was probably the highlight of certainly the highlight of my 2016.
Yeah.
So far, she was one of the she was presenting an award at the AMA UK's, and I'm on the board of that, and so I had a prime position backstage to ready and waiting to meet Bonnie Raitt, and it was great because for somebody who's as big and as respected as she is, and respected for her songwriting as much as she is for her voice, as much as she is for her guitar playing, and we had a really interesting discussion about Americana and about country music, and for someone like her who's been in so many different genres, she had a really interesting perspective on it, and we also talked about how actually the UK is kind of the home of Americana, really, when you take it right back, because we've talked before, Robert, about how the folk songs of this part of the world traveled over to where I'm from in Tennessee and around there and became country, became Americana, became roots music. And she said, without the music from here, we wouldn't have the music that we call Americana. So it was just a really interesting perspective. She is going to be going.
She must
be
a good speaker as well, right? She's got a lot to say about all sorts of stuff.
Well, I was just so dazzled by her eyes and her hair that, she could have said anything and I would have been totally
That's a proper journalistic response I wanted.
Yeah, exactly. I was completely professional in every way, including getting a selfie with her. But she's getting ready to embark on a 2-year world tour. I mean, this is like a massive undertaking. And it's just because she likes the tour. She likes to be on the road. You can tell by talking to her and by certainly by this song that we're getting ready to hear, Gypsy and Me, which is just all about how she, she needs to travel. She needs to experience new things. And for somebody who has had such a long career and such a successful career as she has, she could easily, sit on her laurels and do absolutely nothing. But she's still innovating. She's still making music. And I think that this new song, it sounds like something from her absolute heyday and pomp, when she was all over everywhere. It's just as good as some of those big, massive hits. So I hope you like it as well.
All right, this is a slice of Gypsy and Me.
I got the warm and lust somewhere else to bust. Yeah, I'm just a hello goodbye, honey. It's been good and I must be going restless, I guess, when I'm in one place for too long. I don't know why, but I'm like the wind and I just keep blowing free. Must be
fantastic stuff. It's Gypsy and Me. It's from a new album called Digging Deep by Bonnie Raitt. Again, one of those songs that just feels like it's been plucked out of the ether, really. Feels like it's been around forever, but it's,
yeah, exactly.
At the same time, it's new. Well, that's Bonnie Raitt.
That is Bonnie Raitt, yes.
Oh, who we love. And where are we going to end up? Where are we going? In fact, I know we're going to talk about the Treetop Flies. It sounds like we're going back to the folk roots of Americana.
Well, yeah, but oddly, coming into London, because this is a London-based band, you listen to them and you would think, oh, surely they must be from California, because they've got a bit of a Laurel Canyon thing happening, yeah. And they've also got a bit of a Southern rock thing happening, so you think, well, maybe they're from Alabama.
All good things.
So Southern rock, Laurel Canyon, the California vibe, there's also a bit of kind of psychedelic rock in there. Sometimes I think they sound like The Doors, you know, again, one of these groups that we can absolutely and confidently say that they're country, that they're Americana, but they're doing their own spin on it. They're from the London-based label Loose, which is one of the most dependable labels, you know, for me and what I do. They Sturgill Simpson is on that label as well, and they just churn out amazing. The Andrew Combs, who went from kind of 0 to 60 when he was announced as a main stage artist for Country to Country, which is coming up. Yeah. In March, and Treetop Flyers are there as well. Now, they call themselves folk rock, but again, all of those influences that I mentioned are definitely in there. It's five of them, these guys, and they all write together. Nobody takes a single songwriting credit, so it's truly this collaborative effort. A lot of their music is a little bit melancholy, but kind of hopeful melancholy, or melancholy with, you know, kind of an upbeat to it, you know. So yeah. It's one of those things where we're kind of like life, you know, something bad happens, but life goes on and all that. So they write about death and they write about a lot of things. Their first single from their new album, the album is called Palomino. It's not coming out until the 11th of March. Their first single was called Dance Through the Night. That's what I'm going to play for you. They're getting ready to release a second single from that ahead of it, which is about the death of their friend. But I thought Dance Through the Night would be a really good one to play for you, because I thought it would really sum up what their vibe is like. And I just think that they're great, and I don't know why they're not bigger than they are, because they appeal to so many different people and genres. And I think that when you hear this, you'll probably have your own opinion about what type of music it is. I mean, if we weren't doing a kind of a country Americana spot here, I could easily come in doing a rock spot and play this, and they would fit in. I could do an indie spot and they would fit in. So I'm interested to see what you think about this.
Head to the night.
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on in there, isn't there, Ben? It's it does remind me of that stuff. You take the lyric away and it sounds a little bit, you know, Doorsy, doesn't it?
Yeah,
a bit
absolutely.
Like the Seeds, a bit like, you know, San Fran psychedelic stuff from the 60s as well. It's good stuff.
It's really good stuff, and it's great that they're a UK band making that noise as well, you know, because again, that opens another door for people to think like, oh, okay, this stuff comes from here as well, if, you know, they're UK based.
And we've got a short amount of time to answer this big question, but let's try and do it. Should we try and do it?
Okay. I don't know what the question is.
Well,
but I'm
wonder
ready.
What you think. I wonder what you think when British bands do something that might fit under the umbrella of Americana. Do you care that they're British? Does it end an extra piquancy, or does it seem a teeny bit fake? You want it to come from Bonnie Raitt rather than some people from South London, for example?
No, absolutely not. I mean, what it does for me as, you know, as kind of an expat living here, it makes me incredibly proud, but B, it reminds me of what we were talking about earlier, is that it's this big circle. You know, without here, there wouldn't be there. And without the music that came from here originally, it wouldn't have gone to there and been innovative and come back. And I think that you can do it with absolute authority if you are from somewhere other than America. And I think that there's loads of artists in the UK that prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, bands like Danny and the Champions of the World, you know, you cannot argue with their talent and with their sound and with their authenticity. And they're as London can be. And Treetop Flyers are another one. And I think it just shows, you know, a good musicianship. Great songs are great songs, and if they're performed by people who understand them or who get the history and kind of the lineage of where that's from, then it's just as authentic if it comes from South London as if it comes from Northeast Tennessee. I'm all for it.
Power to it, Americana and all those who sail within her.
Absolutely.
Right? So that was, we ended the show talking about Treetop Flyers. We talked about a record called Palomino. That comes out, when does that come out, Ben?
The 11th of March.
Beautiful. Before that, we heard Bonnie Raitt. That's called Dig In Deep. And we started off with Anderson East, Satisfy Me, a cut from a fantastic record, the name of which escapes me, obviously, because I've
Delilah.
Delilah. It's good stuff, isn't it? It sticks in the memory.
Yes,
it should do.
It will.
Thank you, as ever, to my musical guest, Baylen Leonard. Thank you. And you've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. The show is produced by Holly Fisher. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow for this week's theatre review. But for the time being, for me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.